This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. U.S. Senator John Hickenlooper is hoping to tackle labor shortages in Colorado. CPR's Tom Hess reports he's co-sponsoring a Senate bill that could allow for more H-2B workers in certain states.
The seasonal act would allow states with low unemployment rates to request more visas for non-agricultural workers if their state unemployment rate was at or below 3.5% for 9 of the past 12 months. At a stop in Grand Junction, Hickenlooper said he's optimistic about the bill's chances. Colorado's unemployment rate has been below 3% for 15 consecutive months. Tom Hess, CPR News.
Also happening in D.C., the U.S. Senate is again working to make it possible for cannabis companies to access bank services. Currently, businesses that operate in states where cannabis is legal have trouble because cannabis is still illegal federally. At a stop in Grand Junction, Senator John Hickenlooper said he's optimistic the SAFE banking bill may finally get done.
There are a number of Republicans, moderate Republicans, who are signed on. Do we have 60 votes yet? Yeah, we need to pick up a few more Democrats, a few more Republicans, but I definitely think there's hope.
The law would prohibit federal officials from penalizing banks who work with legal cannabis businesses. Voters in Colorado Springs will decide in November whether the city can keep nearly $5 million in expected tax refunds to put toward a new police training academy. City Council voted 7-1 yesterday to refer the Tabor retention measure to the ballot. The final cost of a new facility could start at an estimated $12 million to renovate an existing building and nearly four times that amount for new construction. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.